darkness within a 100-mile radius is attracted to their beauty and magic, a fact that Lexi and her sisters take full advantage of. In fact, Delilah, the most delectable of the three, even specializes in sex magic. Making love with a lot of different men isn't looked down upon in the witches' matrilineal society. It's more like a status symbol. Lexi and Trissa are a bit more sedate, but not much. They always have a date or three lined up for Friday night. And then there's me. Puberty was not kind to Emma Crist. It didn't seem to matter how ancient my lineage or how powerful my mother was. The whole legacy just passed me by. All I have to show from my passage to womanhood is mousy brown hair, muddy hazel eyes, and debilitating menstrual cramps every time my period rolls around. Not to mention that I never got the tall, slender figures my cousins inherited. Instead, I'm short and curvy. Way too curvy, unfortunately, with big boobs and even bigger hips. Add that to my lack of magic, and the males of the supernatural community aren't exactly beating down my door. Or any other males, either, for that matter.
"Don't be so hard on yourself," Lexi says, frowning. "You're beautiful, Emma, and you'll come into your power eventually. I know you will."
"Yeah, right," I mumble. "And until then, I'll just keep minding the shop while the rest of you actually practice the craft."
"You don't have to stay here, you know," she points out. "You could get a job in the human world if you wanted to."
"I'm planning on doing just that, actually. I'm getting a degree in herbology and botany, taking classes at night whenever I can. But I've still got a few years to go before I graduate, so in the meantime, the family shop is my best option. Besides, somebody has to run it, and it would be a waste to have a real witch tending the shop when she could be out practicing the craft."
"I'll be fine," I say, wanting to change the subject. "Anyway, what are you wearing?" "A sexy sheer little something I picked up at the last festival."
Lexi gives me a coquettish smile,
guaranteed to get Alex's attention and keep it.
Alex is the alpha wolf she's been flirting with for the past few months. She'll probably get him during the sacrifice ceremony, but knowing Lexi, once she has what she wants, she'll lose interest and move on to the next interesting male.
"So, what are you wearing?" Lexi demands, returning to her original question. "Something sexy, I hope."
"Actually, I plan on wearing a nice long black skirt and a long-sleeved silk shirt to go with it. Not very sexy and not very cool, considering the Florida heat, but black is slenderizing, and the long skirt and sleeves will cover a multitude of sins. I can't tell Lexi that, of course. She'll have a fit. So I just shrug vaguely.
"I've got something picked out at home. It's no big deal." "Of course it's a big deal. It's your twice 11.
"I don't know why you're so excited," I grouse. "It's bound to be the same as always. The sovereign will choose one of the fairy girls because they're the prettiest and sexiest, and their blood is the most potent. Then everyone else will pair off, and the whole thing will become one long orgy."
"Will you listen to yourself?"
Lexi shakes her head in exasperation.
"I'm telling you, it's going to be different this year. Don't forget, there's a new sovereign ascending."
"So?" I shrug. "He's still going to be a vampire. What's the difference?"
"The difference is that he's younger. Only a little over 100. And you know that's not very old where vamps are concerned. Plus, everyone is saying he's into some pretty kinky stuff."
I raise my eyebrows. "Kinky how?"
"You know," Lexi says mysteriously, "whips and chains and bondage. Apparently, he has unusual ways of taking blood and power, and he fucks like a bull."
She sighs.
"I wouldn't really want to be chosen, but if I was..."
"If you were, you'd be stuck being some vamp sex toy for an entire year," I point out acidly, "not to mention his personal blood bank. Ugh."
"It's not so bad being bitten, if the vamp does it right."
Lexi frowns at me. "Don't tell me you've never done a vamp before."